You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
It was a dark and stormy night at Rosie's Juke Joint in the Witch City of Salem, Massachusetts. The witches were there with their cats. Nightbirds were replaced with bats. And through the haunted gates were stacks and stacks of crates, full of vintage rhythm and blues 78s. And in the juke joint, dark and low, a Rockola jukebox began to glow. While Miss Rosie poured the whiskey, she began to feel a bit frisky, and she knew it was time to go. But someone left a bottle of gin at the door of the Stepping Stone Inn. And Matt the Cat began to grin, because he knew this Halloween there was a madhouse jump.
Dr. Tucker threw a party at the madhouse inn. It was a big turnout, came all his friends. Everybody came with intentions to bop. The weak must sit and the strong must rock. They were rocking, they were rocking. Everybody was rocking and a bobbing to the madhouse jump. The witch doctor came about 11 o'clock. The purple people leader was blowing his top. Then walked the creature from the black lagoon. The old wolf man started humming a tune. They were rocking, they were rocking, they were bobbing, they were bobbing. Everybody was rocking and a bobbing to the madhouse jump. Frankenstein. The young started jumping, they were having a time. Old hunchback started ringing his bells. He looked at Frank and began to yell. Everybody was rocking and a bobbing to the madhouse jump. Dr. Jekyll introduced Mr. Hyde. Then the whole joint started going wild. Hyde chased Dracula all around the room. He reached in the corner and he grabbed the broom. They were rocking. Everybody was rocking and a bobbing to the madhouse jump.
Well, there was a party going on at the mummy's house. Everything was going fine until somebody stepped on the mummy's foot. Hip was Franklin Stein. It started fighting. Chair to start a fight.
This is Dracula speaking. Bop to mama the night on the Yulevan. Get the taste of the blood. Yeah.
Then Dracula said to Frankenstein,
"Talk about mummy's friend." take his pleasure.
Oh, party gone on at the mummy's house. Everybody was there. There was a Frankenstein, a wolfman, a Dracula. A old lady in a rocking chair to start a fight. Start a fight. Start a feeling and a dealing and a fussing and a fight.
To you, Jim.
Oh, you know me, man. Like, later, Jack.
Later, with that bum leg, you can't even mash potatoes.
The Verdicts with their one and only single from July of 1961. That's The Mummy's Ball, the flip side of My Life's Desire. Spinning off the East Coast label, holding stable on my jukebox turntable, I'm your host, Matt the Cat. Welcome to this year's Halloween show. As we put the spooks in the jukes, baby. And we kicked off the program with a group called the Daylighters. Great name. From August of 1959, off the Bee and Baby label, and Mad House Jump. Well, I'm happy to say, and you might not believe it, but every single record on this week's Juke in the Back was not played on previous Juke in the Back Halloween programs. Yeah, baby, we got all different records this year. And maybe, just maybe, we'll be able to get Miss Rosie away from the juke joint for just a few minutes during the program. I'll work on it. But right now, Ike Turner makes his first of two appearances on this week's program. This spins off of Federal Records from 1957 and features Clayton Love on lead vocal. King Records would reissue this in 1961. Ike Turner. She Made My Blood Run Cold on the Halloween edition of The Juke in the Back.
She made my blood run cold, sent cold chills all through my soul. I went to see my doctor, asked him what was wrong. He gave me an examination. I was chilled to my bones. She made my blood run cold, sent cold chills all through my soul. He said your kisses freezes my heart, causes my blood to stop. Have icicles hanging from my eyes. I need heat all around the clock. She made my blood run cold, sent cold chills all through my soul. He checked my blood pressure. He found that had none. He said, bring me that woman so she can see what she has done. She made my blood run cold, sent cold chills all through my soul. She came to the doctor's office and rubbed him on his head. Before I could give him a warning, he was standing there frozen dead. She made his blood run cold, took all the life right out of his soul.
Blood is redder than wine. Baby, don't you understand? I'd rather see you dead and buried like a dog. You can treat me like a slave. But if you ever double cross me, you're digging your own grave. Cause blood is redder than wine. Baby, don't you understand? I'd rather see you dead and buried than to see you with another man.
The Juke in the Back Halloween Show with two songs about blood. That's Blood is Redder Than Wine, 1952 off Federal for Little Willie Littlefield. And before that, She Made My Blood Run Cold, Ike Turner, also from Federal, 1957. I'm Matt the Cat, your extremely hairy host, and I hope you're enjoying this week's set of audio spooks. How about a 400-year-old ghost poem from John Donne, The Apparition? When by thy scorn, O murderess, I am dead, and that thou thinkest thee free from all solicitation from me, then shall my ghost come to thy bed, and thee, fiend vessel, in worse arms shall see. Then thy sick taper will begin to wink, and he, whose thou art then, being tired before, will, if thou stir or pinch to wake him, think thou callest for more. And in false sleep will from thee shrink, and then, poor aspen wretch, neglected thou, bathed in a cold quicksilver sweat, wilt lie a verier ghost than I. John Donne. Man, talk about spooks. Let's hear some more. Here's Louis Armstrong spinning off of Decca from 54. And spooks on the Halloween Rhythm and Blues edition of The Juke in the Back.
Other night, about 12 o'clock, I thought I'd go downstairs just to check the lock. When I heard something in the house, I don't mean a mouse. I swear they was spooks, spooks, spooks. I know they was spooks, 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 spooks. I couldn't move, just stood and stare. I never was so scared. The first spook spoke and I heard him speak. He said, what say, go make the back door squeak. We'll tease the cat and hound the pup and raise our spirits up. Oh, Lord of them spooks, spooks, spooks. Those scary old spooks, 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 spooks. You don't have to take my word, but I heard what I heard.
Next spook spoke, he said, suppose we make the faucet start to drip and make the shutter shake. You let me know just what you want.
The house is my favorite haunt.
Beware of them spooks, 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 them mischievous spooks, 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 spooks. I hate spoofing, man, I mean that I've seen what I've seen.
A big spook spoke, he said, "Spike, my son." He said, "I'll show you how to scare up some fun. But next time when you wail, see here, you make it loud and clear. Watch out for them spooks, spooks, spook of those nasty old spooks, 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 spooks. Maybe you don't think it's so, but I know what I know." The last spook turned to his spouse and frowned. Said, "I thought I told you to wait in the ground. But you look awful cute tonight. In fact, you look afraid."
He's talking about spooks, spooks, spooks. Real genuine spooks, 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 spooks.
No use to putting up your dukes. You just can't fight with them spooks. I'm cutting out of here, man. I don't dig this job, no.
Wait for us, wait for us, wait for us, wait for us.
It's all a lie, but anyone can tell you about the girl with an evil eye. And I'm an evil-eyed woman. You'd better not fool with me. I can be sweet when I want to, but
generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, and contributors Mark and Marion McAlpine, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Michael Carey, H. Scott Prosterman. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
never saw you trying to hoodoo me. Last night I saw you digging a hole by my door. Last night I saw you digging a hole by my door. I'm through here, baby, ain't using that door no more. You made some little dolls, they all look like me. You made some little dolls, they all look like me. You stuck them full of pins, hung them way up in a tree.
Getting into the voodoo now, baby. That's Voodoo Woman Blues, Jay McShann and his sextet, featuring the always together Jimmy Witherspoon on lead vocal, and backed up by McShann on piano, Clarence Thornton on trumpet, Theodore Small blowing that alto, Seward Evans blowing the tenor, Percy Gabriel on bass, and Jesse Price banging on them tubs. That came out on Mercury in 1946, digging the Voodoo Woman Blues. And for more hoodoo, we heard Christine Cottrell before that with Evil Eyed Woman, spinning off of Republic from 53. And now, since we heard about the Voodoo Woman Blues, how about we hear a little something from the Voodoo Man? Also off Mercury, but from 58, from Pittsburgh, here are the Del Vikings on our Rhythm and Blues Halloween show with the Voodoo Man.
There's that man again.
Who is he?
Let's ask him.
Who are you?
I'm the Voodoo Man.
Who are you?
I'm the Voodoo Man. The Voodoo Man, I'm gonna cast a spell on you. Well, who am I?
The Voodoo Man.
Well, who am I?
The Voodoo Man.
Yes, who am I?
The Voodoo Man, don't cast a spell on me.
I'm gonna take a piece of clay and turn it to a head of you. Kiss your pretty lips, then you'll know what I'm gonna do. Well, who am I? I'm gonna do a head of you. I'm gonna kiss your pretty lip. Then you'll know what I'm gonna do.
Walk, walk, walk. Who are you?
I'm the Voodoo Man.
Who are you?
I'm the Voodoo Man.
Who are you?
I'm the Voodoo Man. Gonna catch a spell on you. Yes, who am I? Yes, who am I?
Here comes the boogeyman.
comes the boogeyman. Run fast as you can, it's the boogeyman. I passed by the graveyard last night now. Three bodies lay side by side. Two bodies just seem to lay there. But this other body started to rise. You better get back. Don't move another bother, and please don't wake your brothers. You get up at night making weird sounds. Soon you're gonna make this a real ghost town. Well, listen here, my friend, I'll never go that way again. If you hear where I sound, you better look all around. Here comes the boogeyman.
Hello, Speedo.
How do you do, Mr. Devil? Whoa, Mr. Devil, it's awful hot down here. May I please have a glass of ice water? Is that on your menu? Whew.
The Cadillacs, who were still recording with the Jesse Powell Orchestra in 1960 when that record was issued on Josie, of course, the Boogeyman. Man, you don't want to cross him or the Voodoo Man. The Boogeyman was also written by Earl Speedo Carroll, the Cadillacs' fearless leader and resident Boogeyman. I'm at the Cat where it's at, putting on a ghoulish groove for you, hairy cats and scary kittens, on this, another Juke in the Back Halloween show. And as I said on the top of the program, this show does not have any repeat songs from previous Juke in the Back Halloween shows. But I gotta play some Screamin' Jay, and I Put a Spell on You was on the last program. Lucky for us, there's no shortage of crazy, scary tunes in the Screamin' Jay catalog. Case in point, this OK Record 78 from 1957. Screamin' Jay Hawkins, sounding as crazy as ever on Frenzy. Jay is all hyped up in a frenzy, but I'll tell you who's keeping their cool on this week's Halloween Rhythm and Blues Spectacular. It's Miss Rosie, and she asked if she could present one of her favorite Halloween poems on this week's Juke in the Back. What could I say? Come on, Miss Rosie. The microphone is all yours.
Haunted Houses by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. All houses wherein men have lived and died are haunted houses. Through the open doors, the harmless phantoms on their errands glide, with feet that make no sound upon the floors. We meet them at the doorway, on the stair. Along the passages they come and go, impalpable impressions on the air, a sense of something moving to and fro. There are more guests at table than the hosts invited. The illuminated hall is thronged with quiet, inoffensive ghosts, as silent as the pictures on the wall. The stranger at my fireside cannot see the forms I see, nor hear the sounds I hear. He but perceives what is, while unto me all that has been is visible and clear. We have no title deeds to house or lands, owners and occupants of earlier dates. From graves forgotten stretch their dusty hands, and hold in mortmain still their old estates. The spirit world around this world of sense floats like an atmosphere, and everywhere wafts through these earthly mists and vapors dense a vital breath of more ethereal air. And as the moon from some dark gate of cloud throws o'er the sea a floating bridge of light, across whose trembling planks our fancies crowd into the realm of mystery and night. So from the world of spirits there descends a bridge of light connecting it with this, o'er whose unsteady floor that sways and bends wander our thoughts above the dark abyss. Y'all have a happy Halloween now.
And you can hide down in the alley with your hat pulled over your eye. You can wear a wig or mustache or any old disguise. Well, you can change your name and your address, even change your style of clothes, but the
shadow knows. The shadow knows.
You thought you had me baffled. You thought I didn't know. But I know where you going, baby, long before you go. You can't even snap your fingers or wiggle your toes without the
shadow knows. The shadow knows.
The shadow knows. The shadow knows. The shadow knows. The shadow knows. Boom, 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 boom. The shadow.
Stop your jiving and you messing around, cause I know what you're putting, baby, long before you put it down. You better mind your P's and Q's and your M's and N's and O's, because the
shadow knows. The shadow knows.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. We have a haunting Halloween show this week, and the Great 78 is no exception. This is an Art Tatum record that came out in 1941 and features Big Joe Turner on vocals. Both sides, actually. It's Lonesome Graveyard, which was the flip side of Corinne Corina. This is a bone-chilling tune that was issued on Decca, and it's this week's great 78. Art Tatum featuring Joe Turner with Lonesome Graveyard.
In a lonesome graveyard, many, many miles away, in a lonesome graveyard, many, many miles away, lies my dear old baby, sleeping beneath the clay. If you got a good woman, you better love her every day. If you got a good woman, you better love her every day. Don't that lonesome graveyard steal your baby away. Baby, you don't love me like you used to do. You don't love me, baby, honey, like you should. But when that graveyard gets you, you gonna wish you could. Thinking, baby, of that lonesome rainy day. I was just thinking, baby, about that lonesome rainy day. I would come to see you, but you too far down in the clay. Baby, you so far away.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Fox, baby, let's go upstairs. Can you make it?
Yeah, baby, I can make it. Just one more drink, and I'll be ready to go home.
Now, come on, you've had too much to drink already.
Okay, baby, okay. You know, baby, I'm glad old Sambo kicked the bucket. He said us in trouble of killing him. Now, baby, I won't have to slip around with you in the mold. We can live in style off his money.
I'm glad, too, but you don't have to brag
okay,
about
okay,
it.
Okay, baby, I won't in the mold. Promise you. Ooh, baby, I sure do feel funny about to hear.
Pull off your clothes.
I am glad that those kind is dead. Y'all done been dead.
Fox, get up! What's wrong with you? I can't get him up. He's dead to the world.
Yes, Fox. You thought you could get rid of me, but now I'm going to get rid of you. And you can't do me no harm because I am already dead.
and you thought you and Anne's going to enjoy my money.
Now look here, Sambo. I was just kidding about how I was gonna kill you. Why, you my best pal. I even went to your film.
No, my boy. The dead can always see what the living is doing. The second day after I died, I saw him buy you new shoes and new suits. You didn't think I saw all of that, did you?
Well, Sambo, Sambo, what you gonna do with me?
I'm going to boil you in hot oil.
Now look here, Sambo. It ain't no use of you doing nothing like that. Let's talk this stuff over. Cause you're supposed to be dead. And you ain't supposed to be going around trying to hunt me. Now I know I owe you $2 and the money your old lady spent on me. And when I die and go to heaven, I'm gonna mail it to you. Our meal special. And as far as your old lady concerned, you can have her back.
No, Virus. I can't use her now.
Now get away, Sambo. Get away, I tell you. Just cause you done made a hum in the ground, you want me dead too.
Knox, Knox, wake up. You're pushing me out of
okay,
bed.
Okay, baby, okay. Oh, I didn't mean to say baby. I meant to say Mrs. Sambo. Will you please get my few rags and my old raggedy suitcase?
What's wrong with you? Whiskey running you crazy?
No, ma'am, Mrs. Sambo. If every time I take a drink of whiskey and your husband wants to burn me in oil, I'd rather let you slide, baby. So, goodbye.
Well.
Oh, man. I guarantee no other records sound like that one. That's The Dream by Eugene Fox, spinning off of Checker Records from 1954. Of course, that's an Ike Turner record. And if you remember from our last Halloween show, I played a record very similar to that one called Sinner's Dream by Eugene Fox. On that one, the whispering voice was actually the devil. On this one, it's his best friend, who he, I guess, had planned to murder, but the friend up and died before he could murder him, and so he was happy about his death, until he had this dream. And then his dead friend set him straight, and he decided that stealing his girlfriend just wasn't worth it, and that cat cut out. I don't know, do you think Ike Turner's trying to send us a message? The Dream is perfect for Halloween. I'm at the Cat, where it's at. Your jukebox clown getting down to the spooky sound that's all around. And if you thought the Sly Fox's story was scary and weird, do I have a surprise for you, cats and kittens.
Jack the Ripper was picking the knife he'd use. Dracula flew in on his cape so neat, and the moon kept shining on his big sharp teeth.
Everybody chop chop,
come along with me.
Let's do the graveyard chop chop,
come along with me.
Wow, everybody chop chop,
come along with me.
Ow, 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 chop chop chop, ow. Ow, 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 cha-cha-cha. Ow, 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 cha-cha-cha. Ow,
shuffling to and fro, and the zombies were yelling, "Come and go." The hangman's noose nearly started to swing when a skeleton quartet rose up to sing.
Everybody cha-cha,
come along with me.
Let's do the graveyard cha-cha,
come along with me.
Yeah. Everybody cha-cha,
come along with me.
Ow, 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 cha-cha-cha. Ow, 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 cha-cha-cha. Ow, 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 cha-cha-cha. Ow, 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 cha-cha-cha.
Good night, everybody. See you again tomorrow night. And get back in your tomb.
That's a record. Snake Charmer from Madman Jones, 1958, off the Chicago label Mad Records. Ooh, mercy! Before that, we heard Local Heroes, the 3Ds, from Cambridge, Massachusetts, with Graveyard Cha-Cha. That spins off Square Records, which I think had something to do with Harvard Square. Well, cats and kittens, ghosts and ghouls, that wraps up another Juke in the Back Rhythm and Blues Halloween. I hope you dug it, but it didn't dig you, if you know what I mean. This was quite an eclectic show and a nice companion to our other Juke in the Back Halloween programs. I'd like to thank Miss Rosie and Bobby the Bobcat for their contributions on this week's program. And remember, until next time, soul! Don't lose your soul. Hold on to it. It's a feeling, and you get that feeling each week when you tune into your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. And now the Shakespeare of rock and roll is going to close us down by taking us on a downbound train going you know where. It was issued on Chess Records as the flip side to No Money Down at the end of 1955. In fact, it was the last single issued by Chess Records for the entire year. Here's Chuck Berry with Downbound Train. Have a frightfully fabulous week, and I'll catch you on the flip side next time. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
A stranger lying on a barroom floor had drank so much he could drink no more. And so he fell asleep with a troubled brain to dream that he rode on a downbound train. The engine with blood was sweaty and damp, and brilliantly lit with a brimstone lamp. An imp of fuel was shoveling bones, while the furnace rang with a thousand groans. The parlor was filled with lager beer, the devil himself was the engineer. The passengers were most a motley crew, some were foreigners and others he knew. Rich men in broadcloth, beggars in rags, handsome young ladies in wicked old hags. Sulfuric fumes scorched their hands and face. Wider and wider the country grew, faster and faster the engine flew. Louder and louder the thunder crashed, brighter and brighter the lightning flashed. Hotter and hotter the air became, till their clothes were burned with each quivering flame. Then out of the distance there came a yell. Ha ha, said the devil, we're nearing home. Oh, how the passengers shrieked with pain and begged old Satan to stop that train. The stranger awoke with an anguish cry, his clothes wet with sweat and his hair standing high. He fell on his knees on the barroom floor and prayed a prayer like never before. And the prayers and vows were not in vain, for he never rode that downbound train.
I dreamed a long white chariot came driving straight to my door, carrying the ghost of my baby who had passed on a short time before. She came all the way from heaven just to be with me once more. She climbed down out of a chariot and came walking straight to me. I could feel my blood chilling, cause I was scared as I could be. She said, darling, don't be frightened, it's only the ghost of your baby you see. Realize new love.
she stay with me till morning, till the sun blaze in the sky. She turned to me, said, Daddy, it is time to say goodbye.
Just like the first time she died. As the ghost of my baby climbed back in a chair to ride, ride, ride.
Well, we've run out of whiskey and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.